You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3, testing. Go ahead.
Testing.
Do it again.
Testing.
I can't. I'm looking at testing.
Testing.
One.
If it's not
you
working.
You got to go testing 1, 2, 3.
Why do you have to say it like
that's
that?
That's how everybody does
testing. Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right. That's fine.
Oh, God.
Welcome to a new My Wife Hates Me podcast done from our dining room in our beautiful townhouse in New Jersey. Do not confuse us with our radio show.
Okay.
Right, that we do out of Sirius on Tuesday nights. Because this one can go up. We usually do this Wednesday or Thursday.
Or don't confuse it with our live My Wife Hates Me.
Yes.
With celebrity guest this counselors.
Week. Well, this week, Friday night on Raw Dog, they'll be playing our live My Wife Hates Me from the Village Underground with Artie Lang as our guest marriage counselor. That'll be Friday night on Raw Dog, followed by my CD, 141 IQ. So they'll be doing that Friday night on Raw Dog.
It gets a little confusing because you did also a special just recently. So this is...
Well, the special's not even out or anything.
I know, but I'm just saying because it's confusing to me. So it might be... Because the special is called They Call Me Legend.
Yeah.
Which is not out yet.
Well, this CD...
But 141 IQ is now available through Sirius.
Well, you can hear it on Sirius. And the thing with 141
IQ... They can't
IQ,
hear it anywhere else? They can't buy it?
No. Sirius. It's Sirius owns it.
Oh, jeez.
They... 141 IQ was taped. It's still about... I mean, it's new. It's never been out there. But it took, 6 or 7 months to close this deal. So, I mean, I do have some material on Hurricane Sandy that's funny, I think. I taped it in Indianapolis at a great club at Morty's. So, I know anybody who's heard the CD likes it. I can't remember. I don't listen. The last thing I've watched was my hour that I taped. And nobody likes watching themselves. So, anyhow, this... Friday on Raw Dog, they'll be playing the live My Wife Hates Me podcast from the Village Underground with Artie Lang as our marriage counselor, and then followed by 141 IQ. And then the following Tuesday, Bonnie and I will be hosting Opie and Jim that morning, Tuesday the 25th. And that night, they'll rerun...
Because Opie and Jim are on vacation?
Yeah.
Together?
Probably.
Did they take vacation
in Provincetown. Provincetown.
Oh, what's that?
It's a very gay community in Cape Cod area. Is it Cape Cod? Provincetown. Yeah, Cape Cod. And then Tuesday we'll be hosting the morning. And also that night they'll re-air the live podcast and 141 IQ. So there you have it. Let me move on and we'll get this thing going. And this weekend I'll be at Governor's in Levittown Friday and Saturday. Governor's in Levittown Friday and Saturday. And Bonnie, Saturday's at Marissa's in Trumbull, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Trumbull, Ladies of Laughter.
Stop it. I said don't say the title.
Why?
Because here's the thing. You texted me and said, hey, do you want to headline the
Marissa's
Treehouse or whatever?
And that's what I was told.
Yeah. And so then I was like, yeah. And then I said, I'll do it for this amount.
Yeah. $100 more than they said. And I negotiated for you, right?
Yeah. And then...
Because you got to travel and pay.
I still don't know how much it is, so don't tell me, but tell me. Oh, okay. That's it?
I know.
Why did I say for that?
Well, because you'd rather work on a Saturday than sit home. Although you could have probably worked in the city.
Anyway, so... yeah, then I found out through Facebook.
They called you?
Facebook has been calling me. No, you know, because Brad, the guy who books it,
runs the Treehouse,
the owner of the Treehouse Comedy Club Network. Yeah, he called it Ladies of Laughter. Lovely, I think it's Lovely Ladies of Laughter. Something so horrendous.
There's nothing lovely about any.
So I can't ever retweet that. Like, it's weird that he would do that. And also, it's so like...
It's sneaky.
It's sneaky. I don't generally do all women shows unless it's something...
For a fundraiser?
Pretty big, yeah.
Or benefit?
Yeah, I wouldn't just do the Treehouse as an all-woman show. Like, why? What's... Like, I wouldn't care if all women were on the show, but to, like, bill it as some kind of ghetto women's comedy thing. It's just gross. I hate it.
They don't
it's
have
so
all
awful.
Black comedy night. Well, they do, but they don't say all black comedy.
No, they call it urban. They give
yeah,
it
but they'll put white people on the show, though, on those shows.
But it just seems like such an 80s thing to do. Like, and also, I just feel like... I don't do well on all women's shows.
Look, it's Chinese families are moving into our.
Oh my God!
Look at all
it's happening.
I've never seen a Chinese family. Look at this guy smoking. He's gonna throw his cigarette on the dry grass.
And our house is gonna go up in flames.
Well, the grass is at least. Let's see what these Chinese people look like.
They. What?
Oh, they see. Do they see us looking?
Yes, I don't know why. Like
they can't see.
And
in.
Also, it's like Rich just waved at them.
They can't see in. I thought you said.
Well, I don't know.
You saw in. I guess you can see in.
Probably not.
Go outside. I bet you if I stood by the window and you looked in.
Do you want me to go
me.
Check it out right this second?
What? To
if
see
I can see in. Rich has. But what?
Because you stand naked in front of the window. And
I don't
go,
stand naked in front of the window. I change and the curtains are open sometimes. But in the daytime, you can't see in.
Are you out of your mind?
You can't.
Go outside right now and see if you
okay.
can see in.
All right.
I'll stand by the mic. Okay. Bonnie's walking outside. Hold on. And now we're going to see if she could see in. And I'll ask her, how many fingers am I holding up? Can you see in? She's looking at me. Huh? She walked in, shook her head no. She walked out, shook her head no, and said she couldn't see in. Let's see. Let's see. Could you see in?
You could only just see the palm of your hand.
What do you mean?
When you waved. Because it was close enough, I guess, to the window. But the rest of you cannot see. Go look. You can't see in. Go do it. I'm telling you.
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't trust you. You have some trick windows put in. When I run out, you'll put like some kind
but
of...
But also, I would like to say that views expressed by the other half of this podcast are not necessarily the views of the entire household. And
what views?
The Chinese people moving next door.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on here? The Chinese people moving next door.
No, I didn't say what's going on.
I sound
didn't
like Colin Quinn, don't I?
No, I didn't. I didn't say what's going on here. I just didn't notice that this is becoming a multicultural neighborhood. You know.
You didn't notice that?
Till now, when I saw the the Chinese or what are you, Orientals that moved in.
Rich. Come on. Are you doing that to be funny?
No, the Oriental people. Everybody, are you kidding me?
No, see?
What?
This is where you're like, I don't know. Don't people get I'm doing a character? I'm doing a character on the radio, and I don't understand why when people see me out in public, you're doing a character, you're doing a thing about Orientals, and you think it's funny. It's not funny.
I'm not saying it's funny.
Yeah, and then you'll be like, why do people think I'm stupid? You know, I'm doing a character on the radio. Well, don't do that character, as I said many, many times.
I'm not doing a character.
Don't do the thing that you think. No, you are. Right now, you're
what?
Going... Because you started off by saying the Chinese, and then in your head, you were like, well, wait, there is a more offensive word I can use...
No.
And this will be funnier.
Wait, Chinese is offensive? If they're Chinese, it's not offensive?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. They could have been Japanese or Korean. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell through the window. But I think they were Chinese, just by the way. But they could have been Japanese because they smoke.
But now what if those people were like, oh my God, I can't believe we moved in here and there's Jews. I saw a guy. He had the Jewish star.
I would go, oh, man, hopefully they move out. I don't mind Chinese.
But let's go back to your...
What?
You know what? No, let's forget it. Let's move on.
All right.
So I'm doing ladies, lovely ladies of laughter.
But do you think when Asian people move in, there's more types of, like, in the complex, like, forget it. It would sound racist. Now, I'm not racist, so I don't want to say it. It would sound bad. You know what I mean? Go ahead and move on. I don't want to sound like...
You don't? Was that why you use the term Orientals?
When I was playing golf once, and there was a group of Asians behind us, and they hit the ball, and they didn't... And it was... They go, do you see where my ball landed? It was on the hill. I go, yes. And I was out paying attention, and I said that. And I didn't mean it like that. I go, yes, there, it's on the slope. And I didn't mean it like... It was on him. I meant it was on the hill. But that's where
it was. I wouldn't have even for 1 second thought about that being a...
Racist?
No.
It's like on a slope?
Like a slur. I would never use slope as a slur.
That's what people used to say.
You're over 100.
One time I was playing golf with a priest. Mm-hmm. And like he was putting, but he was far away in the flag, you know. When like I'm holding the flag, and either you keep it in or out, and I said to him, "You want me to pull it," which means take it out. But I think he thought, you know, "Do you want me to pull it?" Because he was a priest.
One time I was golfing with a Mexican, and then he was like, "Hey, see where my ball went?" And I go, "Yeah, it's on the wetback."
There's no thing. There's no wetback on a golf course.
That's my point. your jokes are equally as stupid.
They're not jokes. They're true stories. They're not jokes. I swear to God, they're true. They really? Sound like... I swear to God on anything. Swear to God.
But the pull it, nobody was thinking that except for you.
I go, do you want me to pull it?
No, you didn't.
I did too. The flag, do you want me to pull it or keep it in while you putt? Because he was a far... Ask anybody that plays golf. They know that's a term.
I know, but nobody would think it meant anything other than what you were using it for.
Except a priest. You're playing with a priest.
No.
And I said, you want me to pull it? So I thought...
No.
Because you know, he did get a little hard, you could tell.
You dumb.
Go ahead. You dumb?
you so dumb.
You dumb?
Oh, God. You dumb.
Wow, is that the kind of humor we're going to hear at Ladies of Laughter?
Ladies, it's lovely Ladies of Laughter.
Who's on the show? I know Peaches Rodriguez.
I don't know either of these gals.
I know Peaches. She's very nice.
I'm sure they're both
she's
lovely
in the middle, and she's
ladies
gonna, she's gonna kill
of
in
laughter.
She's going to kill in the middle. Latin, very funny.
Good.
Then the white girl's got to go up.
Who, me?
You got to close. You're the headliner.
Oh, I know, but I don't think of myself as the white girl.
On Ladies of Laughter, if one's Spanish.
Yeah, no.
I don't know who the host is. Why don't you look? No, we got to do this other thing first.
Oh, okay. Don't worry.
You can do both?
Oh, Rich, the things that I can do.
On a computer without losing
Rich
that?
Can't open up two windows at once. He doesn't know how to do it. You're like, what happened to my thing? Where'd it go?
Like,
you're like
you know
a
this?
Dog with, like, when I hide the ball.
When I go to sign up for golf, it screwed up and they said go to another server. What does that mean? Go to another server.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They said open the page on another server. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Neither. All right.
Look at the picture they used for Lovely Ladies of Laughter. He put you in the picture. One of them he put other famous comedians.
What do you mean?
Like Brad, that he. This is like the.
He put a picture of me and you.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes, lovely ladies of laughter. Oh God.
He didn't put me in the picture.
Here they are. Yes, he did. Didn't you just see it? Look.
Go ahead. Look how old it is. I don't even have any tattoos on my lower arm.
I know that's from.
That's Dangerfields when we went
yeah.
to Dangerfields. Remember when we saw the documentary on Rodney or something.
Mm-hmm. This pic must be so old. I can see Voss's skin on his arm. Someone wrote that.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. Who's on the show?
Sharon Simon.
I don't know her.
A finalist in the funniest comic on the East Coast contest.
That's Brad's contest.
Oh,
who is he to determine?
Funniest comic on the East Coast.
On the whole East Coast?
She was only a finalist. Well, who won? Oh, wait. Peaches Rodriguez is the grand champion of the funniest comic in Connecticut contest. And guess what?
What?
I never even made it into the contest.
You're not from the East Coast.
I'm a Sirius XM satellite radio co-star. Women Aren't Funny, the movie on Netflix. He doesn't say what I'm on that. Nick Mom Night Out. That's another credit I try to keep hidden.
He didn't put our radio show?
Well, he said he just put Sirius XM satellite radio co-star. Okay. HBO One Night Stand, Last Comic Standing finalist, The Tonight Show, Letterman, The Late Late Show, Red Eye Regular, and Comedy Central Presents.
You were a finalist on Last Comic Standing? I don't remember. You came in what, third?
I came in, I won. I'm forgetting. I did win that.
Oh, okay.
I won it.
I didn't know you were a finalist.
So dinner and seating at 7:30 and 8:15, and then dinner guests get priority seating. The show doesn't start till 9 p.m. or 9:30.
They got good food there. Last time I went there, they tried to charge me. I go, I'm not paying for food. And Brad snuck out. I go, do I eat free? I always eat free
there. You don't pay when you're doing a show.
Then I went, they served me. They went to charge me, and I got the owner there. I go, I'm not paying. I don't pay for food. You fucking kidding me?
Wow.
Fucking lucky I'm even working, you know.
Right.
Fucking, I mean, I like the place. I like the owner. The lady's very nice. I'm not going to lie. She's very nice. The lady.
She's a lovely lady of restaurants.
Marissa is a very nice lady. And,
so did
and
they make
people,
you pay?
No. No, and I hope they gave it to Brad. He snuck out.
I'm going to say right away when I walk in.
What?
I'm going to say, oh, do I get a free meal? I'm taking Raina with me. I figured there's two other chicks on the show.
Raina can sit in the back somewhere. We've taken Raina to this place before. While you're there, I'll be right across the Long Island Sound at Governor's.
This is the thing. Who would call it Lovely Ladies of Laughter? And like,
well, because then they think you're
gonna
nice ladies.
It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good show. I will make sure that it's a good show.
I've seen
Sharon Simon before, too, and I think she's really funny, too. And Peaches Rodriguez has got some kind of credits, so hey.
She does well.
No, I'm sure she does.
I've known her for years. Very nice.
But I'm just saying,
and
there's no way a title called Lovely Ladies of Laughter would ever, I would never look at that and be like, you know what, I better go. We better go. That will not.
Do you think guys are going, hey honey.
Hey, guys, look at, they're holding up the poster. It's here. It's finally here. Lovely Ladies of Laughter. Let's go.
Do you want to go to that or do you want to go to a strip club?
Well,
here's the option. Hey, Fred, Frank, Tom.
Because here's what happens a little bit.
Leroy.
Can I just tell you?
I threw Leroy in as a black friend.
Oh, yeah. Leroy.
Leroy, Frank, Tom, Bill.
Leroy's like, I don't know if there's anything in it for me.
Do you guys want to go to the strip club tonight? Do you want to go to the game? Or do you want to go see Lovely Ladies of Laughter? What about you, Tom?
Lovely Ladies of Laughter, man. That is, I've been waiting my whole life for this show.
Okay. Hey, Frank, how about you?
I don't know why Frank is weird.
Leroy, do you want to go? What do you want to go to the game or?
I want to go to the game.
Why do you want to go to the game, Leroy?
No black ladies on it.
Huh?
No, there's no sisters on the show.
A Puerto Rican girl.
Okay, I'll go.
Susan, do you want to go with us to Lovely Ladies of Laughter?
I don't like comedy. Oh, I don't like it. You know what women say to me now all the time?
Wait, I got to tell you a story. Go ahead.
Whoa, that was quick. The women always say this. They go, on the roast and stuff, when I'm the only woman on the show, they're going, thank God you were funny because I get all cringy and I want women to do well. It's like, but don't put so much pressure on it. Like, who cares? It's not... I'm not like, I shouldn't be reflecting on you that much just because we're the same fucking gender. But here's the thing that happens, and then you can tell your story. It's a good story. With all women comedians.
What?
Shows, is that it tends to attract women who are not comedy fans. So they're like, oh, this is going to be, and they like to cheer. They like to be very like, woo, ladies. You know, it's like, it's this or a strip club to them. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's hard to do well in that situation. I would just much rather women who liked comedy came to the shows. But nobody who likes comedy goes to shows called Lovely Ladies of Laughter.
Well, Jenny Jones made a career out of it for ladies only.
Yeah, but I bet you she attracted that same kind of crowd that I'm talking about. That like, because when I did that show in Boston that time, it was so depressing to have to go up every time. And I could have just done stuff like, we're better than men, and just get cheers. They would much rather cheer than laugh.
It's
or like they do this all the time. Aww.
It's a rally.
Oh yeah, it's like they're pumped up. I don't want to do a show for that, but I know this will be a good show. So people who do like comedy, please come.
I got to tell you this fucking story. Okay, it's there's detail. It's going to take a few minutes. Okay, when I do spots in the city, except for the cellar, Gotham, I work there in the city once a year. I'll headline. Mm-hmm. And get headline money at Gotham. Or, you know, there might be a show like a fundraiser at Gotham. Or those guys that do Comedy Juice. And I'll do that show at Gotham. So if I'm off a week, and I do a weekend in New York City, okay, I'm not going in just to do one spot on a Friday or one on a Saturday. It's not worth it for me to drive all the way from New Jersey just to do. So I worked out a deal with Stand Up New York, and this was two bookers ago, mm-hmm. where I'd come in, I would do two spots on the show. That's a half an hour. I do two shows. So a spot in New York pays $75 on a weekend. Remember, this is New York City. There are 15-minute spots. You know, it's not what comics make on the road. It's if you stay in town and not have, these are showcase clubs. Okay, so even if, you know, Attell went into a club on a Saturday, did a spot, he'd get $75. That's what it pays. Unless you're headlining Caroline's or headlining Gotham. Okay, so the deal I worked out three ago, was I do a half an hour a show. That means I'm doing two spots. I'm making $150 a show. That would be two shows, $300, $600 for the weekend to stay in town. And it's worth it. It's not worth it, but it's worth it.
What are you getting at?
Okay.
Do we really need to know your process?
Yes, because I got to explain it.
Okay.
So now they
Consider it explained.
Now they have a new booker. That guy, Craig or Greg or whatever the fuck, who's...
Greg,
who's bounced from club to club, who fucking hates comedy, you could tell. Seems like he does. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. That's my opinion. But he doesn't always seem thrilled about... I don't know. For some reason, he just doesn't seem like he loves it. But maybe he does. My opinion. So, he's the new booker. I go, these are my availabilities. Can I do half-hour spots? He writes back, we can't do a half an hour spot, but if you want to do 15-minute spots, mm-hmm. You could do those. I go, no, I'm not coming in just to do 15 fucking minutes from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So then I text the owner.
Right.
I go, what's the deal? I've always done a half an hour here. And the difference is I plug it on radio.
Right.
I plug it on our podcast, and I plug it on radio, which no other comic goes on and plugs Stand Up New York.
Right.
So they're getting...
Because they don't do the local...
They're getting $500 worth of free advertisement. Mm-hmm. At least, or three or four, whatever, because I give them a lot of plugs. So the owner goes, I'll get back to you. So the owner... He doesn't call me back when he says, but then he finally last night calls me back. And he says, well, Greg doesn't want to do half... I go, you're the owner.
Right.
He's the booker.
Right.
You're the owner. Right? And he goes, I don't even like comedy. I don't even deal... He's the owner.
Right.
I go, you're the owner. I go, 15 minutes... I go, how many of your other comics are plugging it on radio and on a popular podcast? Then he says to me, are you happy with where you're at with your podcast? I go, yeah, we're happy. He goes, you're happy? He goes, you wouldn't want to move over with our... No. I go, you just told me... I go, how arrogant are you? I go, are you out of your mind? That's why I said, are you out of your mind? You just told me I'm not doing half an hour spots, but yet you want me to come and bring our podcast to your network. I go, have you lost your mind? Is there something? He goes, I go, find out from Gabe, the other owner. Yeah. If not, I'll move on. No big deal. There's other clubs I can do this at. But how fucking are you happy where you're at with your pod? Would you like to move your podcast to the stand up New
Labs.
York Labs Network? We're not going to let you do those half an hour. Go fuck yourself. And that's one. Two, you know, they're just dumb. He's the owner, but he's letting the booker who they, I don't care, fuck them. Who they went through three bookers in the last couple of months. And you know why the last booker got fired?
Why?
Because the street team, the head, this is what I was told. So I'm not confirming it. I'm not saying names, but I was told he was fired because the head of the street team didn't like him. The street team that goes to Times Square and lies to people to get them in these clubs, okay, lies to them and will do anything to sell their tickets in Times Square to bring in tourists and foreigners. It's a big fucking scam, all right? So fuck that club. Fuck you guys. Fuck your shitty audiences. And fuck me doing a half an hour there. I guess I just burnt that bridge, but fuck them. You know what? Because all they do is bring in people. They don't give a fuck about the future. They don't care about building a good clientele. Years ago, Stand Up New York was one of the best clubs.
When I got to New York, it was
one of the best clubs in New York.
Comic Strip and New York Comedy Club were.
Stand Up New York had.
The Cellar was still pretty gold.
Stand Up New York had lineups that were unfucking believable. Yeah. Marin, Judy Gold, Attell, Patrice, you know, I mean, a fucking.
Yeah, I
remember. And they would get Upper West Side people, and they would get people in, and they would come back.
They would get, like,
shows.
New Yorkers now when you go in there and you ask, like, where are you from? No one is from New York.
They're not from New York because they let the street teams.
So
all they
all
care
like,
is.
It's hard to do a good set when you're dealing with so many different groups of people.
Foreigners,
most of which don't, you know, English is a second language.
And,
it's a really tough. That's why you have to do so much crowd work.
And they're expecting to see like Eddie Murphy or Chris Rock. You know, they're told, or a family comes in.
Yeah, and nobody ever says like this is not appropriate for 10-year-olds.
Yeah, and they'll say, oh no, it's Christian comedy. So you know
what? Whatever to get.
Why do I even care about doing a half an hour at that fucking club?
They don't care about it. You know he doesn't even like comedy.
Yeah, they don't care about it. So why should I care about it? Right. Go fuck yourselves. All right. If you want me to do a half, though, we'll work it out.
Okay. On that note.
Am I crazy?
No, I think you're right. I mean, I do get why they might not let you do half an hour.
Why?
Only because.
It takes away from one other comic.
No, because. No, not that. Because what if that becomes like only other comics want to do that?
You're right. Headliner, they should do that for headliners every week. A headliner should do a half an hour in their club because then they'll get a good half an hour.
Right.
Okay. Instead of putting up there's obviously great comics that come in there. But if you put up, you know, if they said to a tell. Or who, you know, you could do a
Big
half
J
an hour.
Or
if
whatever.
They said to Big J, come do a half an hour, they would get better fucking acts.
Yeah.
And acts that would want to work there. So, yeah, they should do that.
Right.
A lot of clubs should do that, in my opinion.
Right.
Okay.
Should we do this?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fucking. Are you happy with your network? Would you like to bring your podcast over to ours? What, so you could fudge the numbers and pretend we're getting more fucking listeners than we get?
All right.
Oh, you fuck them.
Pull back.
No, I'm fucking.
You're gonna crash. Pull back.
Do I want to bring my fucking podcast to them?
Well, I don't. I feel bad for this guy now because I've not. You know, he said, I love your podcast. I listened to a few episodes where you listen to open micers and you rip their performance apart. I would love to have abusive, constructive criticism by you guys. So here it is.
Well, you got to turn it up and put your mic by your speaker.
Okay, but I feel bad for this guy. You're in a bad mood.
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just...
I hope he's good. That's all I can say.
Oh, wait. Stop. What? I do like Gabe, the owner.
Oh,
I do like Gabe.
Right.
I'm not lying. He's a nice guy. Gabe was a nice guy. and the other kid that used to book it I liked, but I am a fan of Gabe's.
Okay.
And the bartenders and all the employees there. They're all nice, so don't get me wrong.
Well, it could be, once again, a great club because, you know, some of the clubs don't have anywhere for the comics to hang out. I hate those clubs.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard. You know, you should have, like, a table or, you know, there you can, like, hang out at the bar, even though it gets really crowded.
Well, you can go upstairs now.
You can go upstairs, yeah.
I mean, they did, you know.
Like, in New York Comedy Club, they used to have, like, a little partitioned off back, and they took that out and put seats in there. And it's like, you know, just, like, pretend you care about us a little bit.
Club is getting better. I am a fan of Gabe's. All right. Go ahead. Play.
All right.
Open the next comic coming to the stage. Again, another hard worker, very hilarious. Please help me welcome Artie Demolia.
What's his name?
Artie something.
All right, stop. First of all, his hat's on backwards.
He's wearing a backwards hat and a white t-shirt.
A baseball cap backwards. I used to do that in the 80s.
He's cute, though.
I can't see.
He's a cute guy, and this is at the Improv Boston. We're seeing it.
Improv Boston?
Yeah. That must be like one of those little box theaters.
Well, you got to put your mic so we can hear him.
Yeah, I will. He's giving off the impression right away that he's like...
That he rides a skateboard.
Like, yeah, like he's sort of like he's not hipster in the way of like Brooklyn hipster.
He's like fucking skate park guy.
Okay, yeah.
He's like young Dane Cook looking.
Right, okay.
It's on the North Shore called Revere. It's a nice town, of course, if you think 1986 is nice.
About Revere, which is outside of Boston.
His first opening joke is...
What I just said about his hat. he's saying Revere is nice if it's
1984, and then it's like he could totally walk into 1984.
He is 1984 with his hat backwards.
Yeah. Okay, and he's got like a thick Boston accent, right?
It's up in Boston. It says Boston right in front of you, Improv Boston. Yeah. Well, no... Why do you think he has that accent? Because that's where he's from.
You know, I didn't say why does he have a thick Boston accent. I said he does have a thick Boston. Look, I met fucking people from Boston that don't have a thick Boston accent, you motherfucker.
Don't get mad at me because you're stupid.
I was the one who told you it's Improv Boston.
I can't read that behind him.
Well, you're arguing nothingness with me. You're arguing... The only thing that I did that was fucking wrong right there was I pointed out the obvious.
Yeah, that's what I'm making fun of.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No, you're not.
You're acting like I'm
asking. Is that a Boston accent?
No, I'm making fun of you because you go, he's got a thick Boston.
Let's hear his next joke.
Okay.
He's known for a few things. There are 12 tan salons, 15 Dunkin' Donuts. And a population of grown men who still think it's appropriate to wear Adidas jumpsuits everywhere.
he's
talking about Revere still.
Yeah, he says there's like 10 tanning salons, whatever, something else. And
12 Dunkin' Donuts.
And guys that can wear full Adidas outfits still. But he's not... You can't wear your hat backwards on stage and make fun of the way other people dress.
Yes.
It's actually so popular up there, refer to it as the Revere tuxedo. Take off the jacket. Use Boston tuxedo. Virtual, you can use it anytime you want. We had a tornado there last summer. I don't know if you know. It was a wicked windy storm.
Oh, he's from Revere.
Yeah.
He should just make comment like, that's why I still look like I'm from 1984. Well, I'm wearing my dad's. This is the same outfit my dad conceived me in.
Well, they had a tornado that was wicked.
Yeah, it was
tornado.
A wicked tornado. He even talks like he's from 1984.
Boston down Revere Beach, it's like going to the Jersey Shore. There's a lot of hair gel, a lot of gold chains, and at 2 a.m. there's a cat fight usually. There's nothing more wonderful than seeing two grown women fist fight outside over Drunk the Bob.
Oh, he fucked up his joke.
Well, first of all,
Drunk the Bob.
Bob the Drunk. First of all, the Jersey Shore isn't all gold chains. There's certain parts that.
Well,
the Jersey
you know,
Shore,
okay, but he's working no. in stereotypes.
I know.
Which, okay.
But there is, you know, I mean, well, whatever. It's the show, the Jersey Shore, he's talking about.
Right.
All right, go ahead. So, Drunk the Bob or Bob the Drunk?
Okay, so he said there's a cat fight, which I really believed was a cat fight between two cats.
No, between two girls over Drunk
yes.
Bob. But here's the problem. There's no punchlines yet. There's
okay,
no twist.
It's coming.
You think
Wait,
so?
Did the hurricane have anything to do with anything yet?
No, he just said he had a wicked twister with no punchline after that either.
Oh, okay. So he got his biggest laugh so far off of fucking up the Drunk the Bob. But I like that Drunk the Bob because
it's sort sounds of like a game you play when you're
Drunk the Bob.
Like when you're drinking.
Well, they had a crush on 30 years in high school. Hey, come on now, right? So I don't know if you guys know, Boston got its own kind of civil war going on. We got the North Shore, which I like to call Boston's hat.
The North Shore, Boston's hat.
Yeah, there's a civil war in Boston. The yeah. North Shore versus.
We're known for a lot of things. One thing in particular are our strip clubs. My personal favorite is the Cabaret Lounge up there on Route 1. They're known to have this plexiglass wall around the dance floor so you accidentally can't touch the strippers.
I like he said they're known to have.
And so you accidentally can't touch the strippers? Whoa.
They're known to have plexiglass. It's not there every time. They put it up, they take it down. They put it up, they take it down. They can't decide.
Pick the tables as seats. And thank God they employ half the girls I graduated high school with. You got the South Shore.
Sorry, it's a hit point.
Okay, so
after every almost punchline, he backs up like...
He gives his tell. That's a pretty good one.
Hey, hey.
But if he said like half the girls I graduate high school with, then wouldn't that be like the good setup for the joke coming?
Well, it would be half the girls I graduated from high school dance at then the...
No, then he would say like, you know, it was, you know, something like it's nice seeing them without like through the whole hole or something. I don't know. That's not a good punchline, but I'm writing on the fly here.
Then you could go to them. Have you seen... Bob Drunk lately.
Drunk the Bob.
Drunk
that's
the
what
Bob.
He should call his special. No matter what happens in his career,
Drunk
his
the Bob.
First special should just be called Drunk the Bob and never explain it.
Boston Slipper. They don't have the strip clubs like they do in the North Shore, but they got this thing that's even better. They have this provocative coffee shop where they only hire good-looking girls with big boobs, right? It's called Mary Lou's. Every morning, these girls will serve you your morning dose of caffeine and hopefully divorce papers in a few years.
Do you know what this is?
What? It's so specific.
No, it would be... If he was on a tour bus...
Yes.
And he was a tour bus guide.
Yes.
Going through and he would
no, but if you knew, even if he was a tour bus guide, his the guy who hired him would take him aside and be like, you got to be a little funnier. I'm sorry. As a tour bus guide, you know, we're not looking for big, you know, guttural laughs here, but you got to have something.
Have a little punchline. Every now and then. I mean, it's good how you're explaining everything.
Yes.
It's good if your cousin just flew in from Wyoming and never been to the area and you're driving him around and you go, this is the North Shore, there goes the strip club that sometimes has plexiglass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they don't know if they want it or not. They're still testing it out.
Okay. Oh, there goes old Frank in his Adidas uniform.
It would be kind of fun if you're like, I have the girls I went to high school with, they're stripping over there.
Yeah. Bob the drunk the Bob.
Drunk the Bob, that's what we call him because he... You're right. It would be funny if it was like if you're just driving around like in a movie, if he's just driving around with some guy and pointing stuff out.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's pointing them out.
Hey, they'll serve you coffee in those little hey, come back in a couple months, maybe I don't get why they serve them divorce papers. I mean, I get like you'll get divorced cuz you go there too often, but why would the girls serve the divorce papers? Are they putting themselves through law school? Maybe that's his next joke. They're putting themselves through law school. Please be your next joke.
Here we go.
Oh, we got the third part of Boston. Boston. This is the comeback of...
No. There's no...
Why doesn't he say that? They're putting themselves... Because they're putting themselves through law school.
Boston, you may know it as the Metro West. There's a couple cities out there, one known as Watertown, known for water, and catching terrorists. You also have Worcester.
It's so specific. I can only listen to it now as though he's driving around in an old car. Somebody, some hitchhiker, new to town.
Or someone who just got, moved into town, or like, you know, just a friend or a relative visiting.
Yeah, like a cousin just got out of prison. Maybe he's like giving him the lay of the land.
What's going on now?
Yeah.
Or what used to be.
Right. Watertown. Famous for the water. Yeah. And terrorists.
Well, maybe that's where those Boston bombers are from. I don't know.
Which is known for catching bullets. I'm sorry if anyone's from Worcester and I'm offending you. A guy from Revere should never offend another city. It's like a pot calling a kettle a pot.
What, did he just fuck up again?
No, he didn't fuck it up. I think that's his actual joke. Instead of saying it's like a pot calling a kettle black... He said it's a pot calling a kettle a pot. But I don't quite get it. But
he just said someone from Revere shouldn't be making fun of Worcester. Like, now he's talking about all the surrounding areas.
Oh, so he's saying like it's two of the same.
Now he's talking about all the surrounding areas of Boston. Now he's worked his way out of Boston and he's in Worcester, which is I don't know how many miles away.
I hope he becomes like... he just does all of America.
He might become a good
in 15 years. It's like, oh, he's got his he's got his Wales special out.
No, I think he's going to get a job.
He's breaking down Ireland.
He might get a job at Google Maps. I could see that. I could see him work his way from Boston.
I like to talk about places. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what I do. He's in Worcester now, which is outside of Boston.
Right.
And he's going to work his way to Connecticut.
But nobody from Revere should make fun of Worcester. No, however,
but he's on his way to Rhode Island or Connecticut.
Okay, let's see. Let's see where he's off to next. Where in the world is Artie, whatever his name is? That's a big laugh. He's trying to tone down the laugh. He goes, all right. Like, he's so cool. Hey.
The pot calling the kettle pot. Let me tell you, if that doesn't rip the house apart.
Whenever I do my show, if the pot calling the kettle pot doesn't get a laugh, I know it's a dumb audience. Like, you know what I mean? I'm always like, that audience is like Cambridge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What do they know? Huh? What do they know? Those college students, huh?
Yeah, they go to college, but...
Those MIT students. Fuck those MIT kids. They don't know good humor.
I have to leave soon. Okay, shit.
So this is my real accent. It's a blessing and a curse. When I travel a lot, I find that a lot of women find my accent very attractive, you know. It's something about a 25-letter alphabet that these girls die for. There's something that's not very...
You don't think it's
you gonna
stuff?
Do that 25-letter alphabet bit tonight? You bet I am. That's some smart comedy right there. My 25-letter alphabet bit.
It's even smarter if you know what two letters they don't use.
I know.
It's a female of a Boston accent.
Or one.
It's nothing less sexy.
I mean, bar.
I was gonna let it go, but then I was like, oh no.
I don't know why I said two. I'm just. Now I'm getting tired.
Oh, shit. 141 IQ. It's coming out.
The 25 letter.
You wicked hot guy. I might as well be having sex with my friend Todd. I just recently found out the other day that the word bear, and bear are three completely different words. Pronounced completely different. Like, what's next? You're going to tell me that shots and shots are different? Come on, guy.
Well, now he did like.
So I'm an educated fella. You might not.
What?
He didn't end. He was almost a Colin Quinn there. And
yeah, he was like, hey, you know what? I think people get me enough that I don't have to really go through all the punchlines.
Yeah, he's like a Patrice or a Colin ending. Fill it in.
You guys are a smart audience.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep up.
What I'm saying? Bear.
I don't even know what he means by that.
Well, you know,
because he must. He's not.
Because there's no R. Bear. Like bear.
Yeah, a bear. Like a bear.
Bear. like you're not wearing any clothing.
Right.
And what's the third bear? I can't bear with you. I can't bear this.
No, I think he means like beer.
Oh, beer?
Yeah, I think that's what he's talking about. Like, they're not even actual whatever they're called.
I don't know. I'm losing this guy. I'm losing how many letters are in the alphabet, too.
This guy's too smart for you.
I just spent 7 years in, I was going to say prison, but 7 years in college. Got the bachelor's degree.
He's smart.
Fine arts. Can't spell fine arty without fine arts. There's a lot of professions out there in which the Boston accent...
Oh, that's what he's going to call a special.
What?
Fine arty.
Absolutely terrible. Just picture a surgeon, right? Yeah, God, I'm going to cut your wicket open right now. A defense lawyer. Yo, guy, my client is innocent. He was in Dorchester the night of the crime buying crack. Or my personal favorite, a Harvard professor. A long, long time ago, near the garden, dinosaurs walked the earth. Now, if you have a Harvard professor and you're teaching about dinosaurs, maybe you're not having it anymore. I bartend a couple nights a week, and I always figure, you know...
Hold on. I can't listen to any more of this.
That's it.
I can't listen.
We made it farther, though, than we do with most of our...
Because we were waiting for a punchline.
He hooked us.
He hooked us.
The timing, we kept thinking it was coming. No, listen, I don't think he's terrible.
No, of course not. He's not terrible. Of course he never... Look, we're not here to destroy dreams.
Yeah,
we're here to help.
I am.
Not
me.
Are
you kidding
me? Not me, because that guy can be the next, Sweeney or Gavin or Lenny Clark or Kenny Rogerson or Meany or Tingle
so
or
like,
Jimmy, one of the big Boston comics. Some of the best comics in the world come out of Boston. That's known.
Artie DeMattia. That's his name. I don't know if that's how you say it.
Tell him, email him. We reviewed you.
We'll be.
You'll be on our next podcast. And we'll call it comic review.
Yeah,
you'll be on it.
You'll be on our next podcast going up today.
Well, we don't know today or tomorrow.
Today or tomorrow.
Sorry. You wrote sorry.
Oh boy. Alright, Artie DeMattia, good luck.
Look, the kid's got potential. You know, look, who knows? I mean, the audience was laughing. All his friends and family were there.
He's got a lot of confidence. But this is the thing that
That's
drives me nuts about confidence, is that I don't even now when I see it, it grosses me out. I feel like you should, because you know why? It's like there used to be different kinds of comics, like comics that could go up and be like nervousy or like a Todd Barry style of confidence. But now it's all the same balls to the wall confidence. It's like
that's because, like I said in the car last night, the internet gives them a sense of false reality.
When they get too much positive reinforcement. To be a great comic, you need a lot of... We're actually doing him a favor because...
We're beating him down,
and that's what you need. You need to be beaten down.
We're the Marines. The Marines beat you down and build you back up. Okay?
And then one day you can say, hey
thank
I was
you.
Beaten down by Rich and Bonnie.
Thank you, Rich and Bonnie, for making me the comic I am today.
I would never got my HBO special if I wasn't beaten down by Rich and Bonnie.
Yeah, because you know what? They taught me? You know what Rich and Bonnie taught me?
You can be better.
You could use a punchline. Punchlines help comedy.
Yeah.
Okay?
And also, it's like people are tired of that fucking... He actually, it seemed like he was being himself. But some comics, it's just like this weird manufactured confidence. And I'd rather see someone nervous on
Well, here's
stage,
the problem
that's
with
the truth.
Here's the problem with him.
What?
Not the problem.
No, I like the way you worded that.
Here's the problem. He's doing all stuff that would only work.
Right.
If it was funny, it would only work in the Boston area.
Right.
He's not going to be able to do that in New York. Nobody gives a fuck about Worcester in New York. Nobody gives a fuck about Worcester in L.A. No.
He could still practice writing jokes about stuff like that.
Yeah. But,
about
but
his surroundings.
Then,
that's fine.
Yeah,
you don't need to go to the big topics right away.
No, you need to write jokes that are universal.
It's like crossfire.
Listen,
for comedians.
Fucking... Sweeney is one of the most killer fucking acts up in Boston. All right. I've seen him destroy.
Does he still do stand up?
I don't know. I think there's radio up there. But he used to do a lot of stuff about Boston.
Right.
And he didn't go on the road that much. He would destroy him. I'm telling you, you couldn't follow Sweeney. Okay. Maybe that's where he wanted his career, just to be in there. But he couldn't bring that stuff on the road. Nobody cared about, you know, I mean, okay, a joke or two about, hey, this is Boston, hey, this is New York, hey, this is L.A. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. But this guy's basing his whole act around what he grew up in. And if you want to do that, base, at least talk about how you fit in to that environment around you, how it affected you, how you...
Right, so that you can take it outside
and do it somewhere else.
Right.
Okay, you can make it personal about you, and you go, well, I grew up in Boston, and outside of Boston was Worcester, and whenever I went, you know, whatever.
Right.
So that's what I'm helping you out, okay, fuckface? So what
all right, fuckface.
All right.
You're listen, welcome.
This Saturday, catch Bonnie at... Marissa's in trouble.
It's not fair, really.
Go watch her.
That I just reviewed someone, and then I'm like, and my show, Lovely Ladies of Laughter.
Go see
Marissa.
Go see Bonnie and the Other Napkins at Marissa.
Please, no one review me. That would be awful.
That's what they should call it. The Napkins of Comedy.
The Napkins. Why?
Feminine, you know, feminine.
Oh, I don't think we really use that term anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
No.
That's like when you were still running Jesus. To get it for your mother.
I guess I'm from Worcester.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, and this weekend I'll be at Governor's in Levittown. See you next week. All right. We are out like whatever.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.